in just a minute, Carl will list the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis in our listener limerick challenge. Look, you got better ones, send them in, okay? If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, we all know magazines are in trouble, so it must have been encouraging news for the industry when a new one came out this week aimed at a demographic generally underserved on newsstands. The magazine is called Inspire, and who is it for?
Preachers.
No.
I feel like I do know this, but somehow it's not coming to me. Are you allowed to give me a hint?
I am. Everybody loves the regular feature in the magazine, Infidels. They're just like us.
Oh, it's for terrorists.
Yes, for jihadi terrorists.
Yeah.
Yes. No longer will terrorists have to rely only on magazines like Car Bomb and Driver, U.S. Jews and World Report, or Martha Stewart Living. Now, they have Inspire. The magazine aims at the whole jihadist, helping them lead their best life now. Sort of like Oprah's O magazine for people who'd like to murder Oprah. The first issue has, and this is all true, exclusive interviews with Al-Qaeda leaders, a how-to on making a bomb in your mom's kitchen, and rankings of madrasas, no doubt based on their reputations as party madrasas. No magazine has done this much to set back the U.S. war on terror since this month's Rolling Stone.
To sell the magazine. You know, I've always wondered, whenever they have, like, one of these tapes, like, they'll have a tape of Bin Laden or something, and then they say, on the news, they'll say, well, we got this from the Al Jazeera network.
Yeah.
I always think that somebody should go to somebody at the Al Jazeera network and say, where did you get it? And that could be a clue.
As to where the... Yeah.
You're saying if somebody stood at the magazine stand and watched to see who would buy these magazines.
Well, no. I'll tell you something. Maybe. When there's an article about me, I'm not proud of this, but I do go, you know, if I know about it, you know, I might go, I might not necessarily even buy the magazine, but I'll kind of, you know, flip through and, you know, just glance for a second. And so I would think that, you know, we all have egos. I would think that, you know, if there was a story about a really good terrorist... I mean, you know, I'm not CIA trained, but it seems to me.
If this works, there's another line of jihadi magazines ready to go. Better Caves and Gardens. Bomb Appetit. Ladies Never Leave the Home Journal. PJ, Dell Computer donated computers to the University of Texas's math department, but they broke. They didn't work. Dell says it was the university's fault because they shouldn't have used the computers to do what?
Math.
Right. Well, really hard math, anyway.
Yeah.
According to legal...
Big, long division.
Oh, yeah, those tough problems.
Ooh, with fractions.
The one with the train leaving this way at this speed,
yeah.
And the other one, that's... According to legal papers in a lawsuit about this that just became public, Dell knew the computers that they had sent over to the university had faulty motherboards, that they were leaking chemicals, causing massive breakdowns. But Dell said the problem was, well, all that tough math was freaking the computers out. To avoid future problems, Dell told the university that they should try the if you don't know, just answer C algorithm. They suggested giving the computers calculators to help with the tougher problems. And if that didn't work, they suggested that the computers simply just become English majors.
My kids have they teach this thing. What is it? Number.
Arithmetic?
No.
I'll teach that.
Number sense.
Number sense.
Yeah. Right. Where the homework for the night will just be think about three.
Oh, we go through the whole thing about it. It's all about how you feel about multiplication.
Yeah, exactly.
Do your kids feel about multiplication?
They think it sucks. Americans feel about multiplication.
Yeah, but you're in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the difference between New Hampshire schools and California schools is my kids think it suck, so they don't have to do it. They take it that one step further. They go, oh, well, then don't.
Paula, organizers of a fair in Switzerland are coming under fire. One of the inflatable bouncy attractions, you know, they've got there for the kids, is being called sick and offensive just because it's modeled to look like what?
Sick and offensive. It's modeled to look like a mouth.
No.
No. It's modeled to look like a kidney.
No. Oh, even if like an inflatable iceberg dead ahead.
Oh, it was an inflatable Titanic?
Yeah.
Well, why is that offensive?
It's a 40-foot long inflatable Titanic thing. It comes completely.
If the Titanic
iceberg
had been inflatable, none of those people would have died. What's offensive about that?
And it represents only half the ship, the other half having presumably already disappeared beneath the parking lot. Tots are encouraged to bounce inside and then climb the keel and then slide down the deck, presumably to their pretend deaths.
This is not offensive. This is preparing them for life.
Exactly. One visitor said, it's pretty sick. It's like having a bouncy graveyard, unquote. Organizers say the Titanic Bouncy Castle is very popular, so they've decided to go ahead with some of the other more controversial bouncers. Based in disasters, including the bouncy Hindenburg, the bouncy Chernobyl nuclear plant,
oh God,
and bouncy Charlie Sheen.
I'd let my kid play in every one of them.